الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us all the sincere intentions. الله يحسن لنا الختام والعمل والنية. كنا أمس قد تكلمنا عن أركان الصلاة. If you remember, yesterday we talked about the integrals of the prayer. اليوم نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله. عن الركن الأخير وهو الترتيب. Today, inshallah, we will continue talking about the last integral among the integrals of the prayer, which is to observe the order. قال المؤلف السابع عشر الترتيب. The author said the 17th integral is to observe the order. شرح ذلك أن من أركان الصلاة الإتيان بالأركان على الترتيب المذكور. Among the integrals of the prayer is for one to perform the integrals in the aforementioned order. فينوي مع التكبير في حال القيام. So one makes one's intention while saying Allahu Akbar, while one is standing up. ويقرأ الفاتحة بعد ذلك وهو قائم. Afterwards, one recites الفاتحة while standing. ثم الركوع والطمأنينة فيه. Then to make a ruku' and to have tuma'nina in a ruku' for the period of subhanallah, not to move for that period. Thumma raf'u wal-i'tidal wal-tuma'nina tu fih. Then to go back to the situation that one had before going to a ruku' and to have tuma'nina in that situation. ثم السجود مرتين. Then to prostrate twice. والطمأنينة فيه. To have طمأنينة as long as سبحان الله in السجود. الجلوس بين السجدتين والطمأنينة فيه. To sit between the two سجود and to have طمأنينة in that sitting. الجلوس للتشهد الأخير, to sit for the last تشهد and what goes after it. التشهد الأخير, to recite the last تشهد. الصلاة على النبي, then to recite الصلاة على النبي while sitting. والسلام, and then to say السلام عليكم. والترتيب, the 17th integral is to observe the aforementioned order. فإن تعمد تركه كأن سجد قبل ركوعه بطلت. يعني من تعمد ترك الترتيب بأن قدم ركنا فعليا على محله بطلت صلاته. The one who intentionally leaves out the order, leaves out observing the order, by performing an integral of action ahead of its time, invalidates his prayer. وكذا لو قدم السلام على وقته فإن صلاته تفسد. Likewise, if one says السلام عليكم before its due time, then one's prayer is invalidated. Like if he says السلام عليكم before reciting التشهد, the last تشهد, for example, or before reciting الصلاة على النبي, for example, صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما لو قدم ركنا قوليا آخر على محله فلا تفسد صلاته بذلك, لكن لا بد أن يأتي به في محله. Now if he says an integral of saying ahead before its due time other than as-salam, other than the closing salam, this does not invalidate his prayer. But still, he has to say it in its place. مثلا في القيام قرأ الفاتحة ثم قرأ التشهد. لا تفسد صلاته. طالما أتى بالتشهد الأخير في الجلوس الأخير. For example, after reciting Al-Fatiha, he recites At-Tashahud that he recites usually in the last sitting. In this case, his prayer is not invalidated, but he still has to recite At-Tashahud at its place, at the last sitting. أما من ترك الترتيب سهوا بأن نسي ركنا من الأركان ولم يتذكر إلى أن انتقل عن محله, إن كان ما زال في محله ثم تذكر يأتي به, كأن ترك قراءة الفاتحة, نسي أن يقرأ الفاتحة فبدأ بقراءة السورة ثم وهو قائم تذكر, ماذا يفعل؟ يأتي بالفاتحة, ما زال في محلها. محلها إيش؟ القيام. أما إن انتقل عن محلها, إن انتقل عن محل الركن, فهنا تفصيل على حالين. ناسيا, فهنا تفصيل على حالين. Now what if someone forgets performing one integral among the integrals of the prayer? If this integral, if the person did not move to other than, how do I say it, to other than the position of this integral, then one performs this integral. How's that? For example, if one says Allahu Akbar with the intention, and instead of reciting Al-Fatiha, one forgets to recite Al-Fatiha. So starts reciting a surah after Al-Fatiha. But he is still standing. The position to recite Al-Fatiha is while one is standing. Before leaving out standing, before bowing, he remembers that he did not recite Al-Fatiha. What he does in this case, that he recites Al-Fatiha. That's it. He goes on and he recites Al-Fatiha. Because he is still in the position in which Al-Fatiha is recited. Now, if the person moves to another position, then there are two different cases. فَإِذَا إِنْ نَسِيَ رُكْنًا وَانْتَقَلَ عَنْ مَحَلِّهِ تَجَاوَزَ مَحَلَّهُ إِلَى رُكْنٍ آخَرٍ فَهُنَا حَالًا إِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ وَصَلَ إلى ركن مثله من الركعة التي بعدها ثم تذكر أو ألا يكون بعد قد وصل إلى مثل ذلك إن لم يكن قد وصل إلى مثل ذلك كأن نسي الركوع قرأ الفاتحة فنسي أن يركع قرأ الفاتحة وهوى فورا إلى السجود سجد ثم في السجود تذكر أنه ما ركع أو سجد ثم جلس ثم سجد ثم تذكر أنه ما ركع هنا تذكر قبل أن يصل إلى الركوع من الركعة التي بعدها ما وصل بعد إلى مثل الركن الذي تركه في هذه الحال يرجع إلى فعل الركن الذي تركه يقف فيركع ثم يعتدل ثم يسجد ثم يجلس ثم يسجد ثم يقوم وهكذا يرجع إلى مثل الركن إلى أداء الركن الذي تركه شو محمد فورا يقف يقف ثم يركع لأنه هو ينزل إلى الركوع من قيام فيقف ثم يركع If one leaves out an integral and then one remembers that he left this integral before getting to a similar integral from the next rak'ah. So he remembers before, this is the first case, he remembers before he gets to a similar integral from the next rak'ah. Like if one recites Al-Fatiha, then forgets to make a ruku', he goes down to as-sujood. And while he is in as-sujood, he remembers that he did not make a ruku'. Or he makes as-sujood, he sits, he makes the second sujood, then he remembers. Or he makes the sujood, he sits, the second sujood, then he stands up, he starts reciting Al-Fatiha, then he remembers. So in brief, he remembers before getting to the same integral from the second, from the next rak'ah. Before get, in this case, in this example, before getting to what? Before getting to a ruku', before bowing to a ruku' in the next rak'ah. In this case, what he does, he performs, he goes back immediately to perform the integral that he left out. So if he remembers while making a sujood, he stands up, he makes a ruku' immediately. He leaves whatever he's doing, he stands up and he makes a ruku'. If he's sitting between the two sujoods, then he remembers, he stands up, and he makes ruku'. If he is reciting Al-Fatiha and then he remembers, he leaves out continuing Al-Fatiha and he goes immediately to a ruku'. So he goes back to the integral that he left and he continues from there. Yes, they go back to the standing position if they are not already in the standing position. And then go to, and then he goes to Abu Qur. Yes. Okay. الحال الثانية أن لا يتذكر إلا بعد أن يصل إلى مثل ركن المتروك. The second case is when one does not remember until he reaches an integral, the same integral that he left from the next rak'ah. مثلا في المثال السابق ما تذكر أنه ترك الركوع إلا بعد أن وصل إلى الركوع من الركعة التي بعدها. For example, if we take the same example, let's say the person does not remember that he left out a ruku' until he reaches a ruku' from the next rak'ah. في هذه الحال يعتبر أن هذا الركوع هو تمام ركعته. الآن يكمل الركعة السابقة. وكل ما فعله بعد الركن الذي نسيه إلى أن وصل إلى هذا الركوع إلى أن وصل إلى مثل ما تركه كل هذا ملغى كأنه ما فعله وكأنه الآن يكمل تلك فهو الآن يكمل تلك الركعة. مثلا كان في الركعة الأولى قرأ الفاتحة ولم يركع نزل إلى السجود فسجد ثم جلس ثم سجد ثم قام قرأ الفاتحة ثم ركع ثم تذكر أنه قد نسي الركوع في الركعة الأولى التي قبلها يكون الآن هو في ركوع الركعة الأولى يعني هذا يتم به الركعة الأولى وكل ما بينهما ملغى. If the person forgets a ruku', for example, and he does not remember it until he gets to a ruku' in the second rak'ah, in the next rak'ah, in this case, he considers himself that he is now continuing the previous rak'ah. And all what he did after the integral that he left out until reaching the same integral from the next rak'ah is overlooked as if he did not do it. Which means if someone is praying, he is in the first rak'ah. He recites Al-Fatiha and instead of going to a ruku', he goes down immediately to a sujood. He performs a sujood, sits between the two sujood, makes a sujood, stands up, goes to a ruku', and while in a ruku', he remembers that in the previous rak'ah, I did not make a ruku'. In this case, he considers himself that now he is continuing the first rak'ah. So this ruku' is a part of the first rak'ah. And he continues from there. This is how it goes. وَالْحُكْمُ نَفْسُهُ يَنْطَبِقْ لَوْ تَذَكَّرَ بَعْدَهُ الركن المتروك بعد أن وصل إلى ما بعده، يعني في المثال السابق تذكر أنه ترك الركوع بعد أن وصل إلى السجود، أيضا يعتبر أنه من عند الركوع كان يتم الركعة السابقة. The same judgment applies if one remembers after performing the integral, the same integral that he left from the previous rak'ah. So in the previous example, if he does not remember while making a ruku' that he left a ruku' in the previous rak'ah, but after standing up and then going to a sujood, while performing a sujood, he remembers that in the previous rak'ah I did not make a ruku'. The same judgment applies, which means he considers that from a ruku' that he performed in this rak'ah, he was continuing the previous rak'ah. So from that ruku' he was continuing the previous rak'ah. He does not need to stand up and make ruku'. Khalas, he made a ruku'. That ruku' that he made is the continuation of the first rak'ah. It replaces a ruku' that he left in the first rak'ah, and from there is the continuation of that rak'ah. Is it clear? واضح يا أخوانا. وهذا الحكم في غير المأموم. This judgment applies for the one who is not following an imam in the prayer. أما المأموم فلا يترك متابعة الإمام. As for the follower, he does not leave out following the imam. إِنَّمَا يَأْتِي بِرَكْعَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ إِمَامِهِ. Rather, he performs a rak'ah after the imam says, As-salamu alaykum. يعني مثال ذلك، لو كان الإمام يصلي والمأموم خلفه، قرأ الإمام الفاتحة، قرأ المأموم الفاتحة، ركع الإمام، المأموم سهى عن الإمام، ما ركع، ما انتبه أن الإمام ركع، ما ركع، اعتدل الإمام والمأموم واقف، نزل الإمام إلى السجود، المأموم عند ذلك نزل معه إلى السجود، أيش فاته؟ الركوع ناسيا، نسي أنه ما ركع، رأى الإمام نزل إلى السجود فنزل إلى السجود، وهو ساجد تذكر قال أنا ما ركعت. في هذه الحال لا يترك متابعة الإمام، إنما بعد السلام إمامه يأتي بركع. An example of that, if the imam is praying and the follower is praying behind the imam. The imam recites al-Fatiha, the follower recites al-Fatiha. The imam goes to a ruku', the follower does not go to a ruku', because he is thinking about something else and not paying attention that the imam went to a ruku'. Not on purpose, he did not pay attention that the imam went to a ruku'. Then the imam went up back. So the imam is now standing and the ma'moom is standing. Then the imam goes to a sujood. And the follower, because he was thinking about something else, he did not pay attention that he did not make a ruku'. So when the imam goes to a sujood, what does he do? He goes with him to as-sujood. Not intentionally leaving out a ruku'. No, he did not pay attention. When he got to as-sujood, when he gets to as-sujood, he remembers, oh, I did not make a ruku'. What does he do then? He does not leave out following the imam. He keeps following the imam. And when the imam says, As-salamu alaykum, the closing salam, he performs a rak'ah. He performs a rak'ah. هو لأنه إذا ما انتبه حيكمل شو حيعرفه لشو بده يجيب ركعة لا الإمام ما دغري سجد الإمام ركع ثم ارتفع ثم سجد بس المأموم كان ساهي شارد المأموم شارد المأموم شارد لا بارك الله فيك أما إذا نزل الإمام إذا نسي الإمام الركوع فنزل فورا إلى السجود حرام على المأموم أن ينزل فورا إلى السجود معه لأنه يكون ترك ركنا عمدا فتبطل صلاته Now if the Imam Now this is another case If the Imam forgets a ركوع And he goes down immediately to a sujood. It is haram for the follower to follow him in that. If he does it, he invalidates his prayer. What does he do? He says, Subhanallah, to remind, to make dhikr and remind the imam about what he did. Then the imam would stand up and make up what he missed. And then he follows him. But he does not go immediately to a sujood with the imam. If he does that, he invalidates his prayer. Because then he would be intentionally leaving out one integral. Missing the order. Missing observing the order. راجع المسألة تعطيني وقت راجعها طيب هو هيديك بتكون تتمت الركعة يعني هو بتكون هي تتمتها بالنسبة للإمام إن شاء الله أسأل ثم أود لك الجواب نعم عدلة إذا بتريد بلى إذا لم إذا سبح المأموم فلم يرجع الإمام له أن يفارق يفارقه هلا ما بتكون فسدت صلاة الإمام بعد لأنه هو ناسي مش عمدا طيب أما من شك في عدد الركعات فإن if the مأموم if the follower tells the imam if he says سبحان الله and the imam does not go back because the imam is sure that he did not leave anything and the follower is sure that the imam left out a ruku' For example, in this case, the follower makes his intention to separate from the imam. من شك في عدد الركعات يجب عليه أن يأخذ بالأقل. فإن شك هل أنا في الرابعة أو في الثالثة يعتبر نفسه في الثالثة يبني على ذلك ويمضي. Now, if someone doubts In which rak'ah am I? In the third or the fourth? He goes by the least. So he considers himself in the third rak'ah and he continues based on that. Now, تفضل. بلى 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 ثم الإمام ما تذكر بعد ذلك عرفت ثم ما تذكر أو بالنسبة له صلاته صحيحة هو والمأموم صلاته صحيحة أما المأموم يعتقد في صلاة الإمام أنها نقصت شيئا أما الإمام ما بيعتقد هيك لو زكى هو يأخذ باعتقاد نفسه وفيك طيب هلا بقي شيء انه نحن ذكرنا انه ان الشخص اذا نسي الركوع ثم تذكر قبل ان يصل الى مثل الركن الذي تركه انه يرجع اليه ما هيك طيب ان شك في ذلك ايضا يرجع اليه الشك كالتذكر في هذه المساله كذلك لو شك يرجع الى ذلك الركن Now, still one case here. Let me draw your attention to one more case here. If someone, you know, we mentioned the case, if someone forgets a ruku', then he does not remember until he is in a sujood, for example, then he goes back to perform a ruku'. طيب, if he is in a sujood and he doubts, Did I perform a ruku' or not? The same judgment applies. So he has to go back to perform a ruku'. So doubting in that case has the same judgment as remembering that one left a ruku'. Mafhamt. Shak. لا إلا على يقين نفسي لا لما بيسلم الإمام بيجيب هو ركعة زمان If the follower doubts about the number of rak'ahs he cannot rely on the Imam in this case he needs to rely on his conviction so if he doubts is it the third or the fourth Then he notices that the imam sits to recite a tashahud. In this case, he does not say, oh, okay, then it's the fourth. If he is still doubting, he considers it the third for himself. And then he needs still to perform one more rak'ah. As long as بس هيدي ما مش من الشك بالنية منا مثل الشك بالنية طيب okay This is what they do. المأموم الذي سهى في الركوع ثم تذكر بعد السلام إمامه يأتي بركعة كاملة بركعة كاملة بركعة كاملة شو محمد؟ لأنه أبو صلاح لأنه هو فايتته بالنسبة له فايتته ركعة كيف ما برمته ولو لم يكن بالصلاة إذا شك في الطهارة بترك ركن من أركان الوضوء بعد انتهاء الوضوء لا يؤثر. ما بيأثر يعتبر نفسه على وضوء. The one who performs wudu and after finishing the wudu, he doubts, did I leave out washing my face, wiping my head? For example, it depends on the person. It does not matter. He considers himself that he has his wudu, because he is doubting after finishing the purification. And doubting after finishing does not affect the purification. It does not affect the judgment. Share, Murad. Sujood al-Sahu? No, it is Sunnah. It's not an obligation, no. If someone doubts, did I make 3 or 4 rak'ahs? We said he goes by 3. He makes a 4th one. Now it is sunnah before saying assalamu alaikum to make 2 sujood for as-sahu. This is sunnah. It is not an obligation, but it is sunnah. بيعتبر كأنه ما سلم وبيكمل طالما لم يطل الفصل. إن لم يطل الفصل يعتبر كأنه ما سلم. يقوم فيأتي بيعتبر كأنه ما سلم بحيث لا يعد طويلا بالعرف لا يعد طويلا. أنت قلت شك أليس كذلك؟ الشك أظن مثل خليني راجعها. إن تذكر يرجع إن تذكر يرجع. أما الشك لا خلينا نراجعها. شو خالد أظن فيها because the ma'moom, what happened with the ma'moom? After the imam says assalamu alaykum, he stands up and he makes a rak'ah. So he sits with the imam. He does not have to split from him, to stop following him. He sits with him after al-imam says assalamu alaykum. He stands up to continue. طيب. طيب ننتقل إلى فصل جديد يتعلق بالجماعة والجمعة. Let us move to a new chapter pertaining to praying in congregation and praying الجمعة. قال المؤلف فصل الجماعة على الذكور الأحرار المقيمين البالغين غير المعذورين فرض كفاية. The author said the congregational prayer is a communal obligation upon the free residing pubescent and unexcused males. الجماعة قد تكون في حال فرض عين وتكون في حال فرض كفاية وتكون في حال سنة وتكون في حال مباحة وتكون في حال غير ذلك. So praying in congregation, sometimes it is a personal obligation. In some cases, it is a communal obligation, fardu kifaya. In some cases, it is sunnah. In some cases, it is permissible without being sunnah. In some cases, it is other than that. It might be يعني prohibited even. It might be disliked, makruha, or even prohibited. الحال التي تكون فيها فرض عين سيأتي الكلام عنها في صلاة الجمعة. When it is a personal obligation, we are going to talk about that. This is in the Jumu'ah prayer. أما الحال التي هي فرض كفاية فهي في الصلوات الخمس. Now as for the let me rephrase it. And it is a communal obligation in the five obligatory prayers. لحديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من ثلاثة في قرية ولا بدو لا تقام فيهم الجماعة إلا استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. Because of the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من ثلاثة في قرية ولا بدو لا تقام فيهم الجماعة إلا استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. Which means if there are three that is accountable males, etc., in a village or in a place where the Bedouins live and they do not pray in congregation, then the devil controls them. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام continued in the hadith to say, وَإِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاصِيَةِ, which means the wolf chooses to eat the sheep which is away from the flock, from the herd. Which means likewise the one who does not pray in congregation, who keeps himself away from that. The people, if they do that, they neglect praying in congregation, they become like the sheep that are spread in all directions. They would become easy prey for the devil. Subhanallah. I remember someone, a person used to advise him, don't stay away from attending the classes, do not stay away from praying in jama'ah, etc. And that person did not listen. Until one day, he sent a letter to that person who was advising him. In that letter he said, "The wolf ate me." He said, "The wolf ate me." Because that one used to advise him and remind him about this hadith. And Until one day he replied back, that's all what he said, the wolf ate me. And so, be careful about that. إذا كان آه كيف لكن نعم هذه الجماعة فرض كفاية في حق من متى تكون فرض كفاية أو في حق من في حق الذكور فلا تفترض في حق الإناث. Now this obligation of praying in congregation in the five prayers, this communal obligation, is an obligation upon who? Upon the males and not the females. The females are not obligated to pray in jama'ah. المقيمين فالمسافر لا يفترض في حقه الجماعة. Those who are residents. So if someone is traveling, it is not an obligation upon him to pray. It's not a communal obligation upon him to pray in jama'ah. Al-ahrar, fal-abdu la yuftaradu fi haqqihi al-jama'ah. Those who are free, so the slave person is not ordered to pray in congregation, is not obligated to pray in congregation. البالغين فغير البالغ ليس مكلفا. Those who are pubescent, because the one who is not pubescent is not accountable at the first place. غير المعذورين لأن المعذور عذرا شرعيا في هذه المسألة لا تفترض الجماعة في حقه. Those who are not excused, because if one has an excuse, then he is not obligated to pray in jama'ah. مثلا واحد يموت له قريب في حال الموت, هذا عذر له لترك الجماعة. For example, someone has a relative who is dying. So he wants to stay next to his dying relative. In this case, this is an excuse for him to leave out al-jama'ah. وعندما قلنا المسافر أخرجنا بذلك المقيم الذي نوى الإقامة أربعة أيام فأكثر في البلد فإنه صار مثل أهل البلد. الجماعة في حقه فرض كفاية. When we said the traveler is not obligated, it's not a communal obligation upon him to pray in jama'ah, we meant the one who is passing in a town and he does not have the intention to stay in this town for more than 4 days, for 4 days or more. If one has the intention to stay 4 days or more, then he becomes like the residents of this town. It is a communal obligation upon him to pray in jama'ah. ومن أعذار الجماعة المطر الذي يبل الثوب. Among the excuses to leave out praying in congregation is the rain that makes the clothes wet. If one does not have anything to protect himself from the rain, then it is an excuse for him not to attend al-jama'ah in this case. ويحصل فرض الكفاية بإقامة الجماعة بحيث يظهر الشعار, يعني بطريقة يعرف فيها الناس إقامة الجماعة بحيث يتمكن الذي يريد أن يصلي الجماعة من الصلاة جماعة بيسر. كيف بيكون؟ كيف يكون ذلك؟ في البلدة الصغيرة يكفي أن تقام في مكان واحد، في البلدة الكبيرة لا بد من إقامتها في عدة محال، بحيث أن الذي يريد الصلاة في الجماعة يستطيع أن يصلي جماعة بيسر من غير مشقة. Now this جماعة has to be prayed in a way that the one who wants to pray in جماعة would be easy for him to do it. Which means if the town is a big town, it is not enough to conduct the jama'ah prayer in one place. It has to be conducted in several areas in the town, in a way that anyone who wants to pray al-jama'ah would be able to do that easily. If the town is a small town, small village, then it is enough to do it in one place. يعني, which means if there is in a small town, if they do it in the mosque, this is enough. Because everyone who wants to pray al-jama'ah, they can come to the mosque to pray. That's enough. In a big town, it is not enough to conduct al-jama'ah in one mosque. It has to be conducted in different areas, like different mosques, different musallas, in different places, in a way that the one who wants to pray al-jama'ah would be able easily to do that. It wouldn't be a hard task for him to do it. هنا خلوني أذكركم بشيء. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه قال: لا صلاة لجار المسجد إلا في المسجد. معناه الذي جار المسجد الذي يسمع النداء من المسجد، هذا ينبغي عليه أن يذهب إلى المسجد فيصلي في المسجد، فإن ترك الجماعة مع ذلك مع سماعه النداء مع أن النداء يبلغه فصلاته دخلتها الكراهة مكروهة. فلا ينبغي أن يتقاعس الشخص عن صلاة الجماعة، الكراهة لكنها تصح. وظاهر كلام سيدنا علي أنه لا ثواب له، لأنه قال لا صلاة، نفي الثواب. وهكذا قالوا. في أيام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان بين الصحابة من هو أعمى، فكان إذا سمع النداء يقاد إلى المسجد حتى يصلي في الجماعة ولا يترك صلاة الجماعة. فينبغي أن يعتني الشخص بذلك. Let me remind you about something. الإمام علي said لا صلاة لجار المسجد إلا في المسجد. If someone translates it literally, he might say the prayer of the, if someone is resides near the mosque, he's the neighbor of the mosque, then his prayer is not valid except in the mosque. What Al-Imam Ali really said is that if someone is a neighbor of a mosque and he hears the adhan, if he does not go to the mosque and pray in jama'ah, we're talking about the men, of course. If he does not go to the mosque and pray in jama'ah, then if he prays alone, then his prayer is disliked. So he does not get reward for it. So one needs to be keen about that issue, to take care of al-jama'ah. يعني متى ما كان قادرا على أن يصلي في جماعة فلا يهمل ذلك. So whenever one is able to pray in jama'ah, let him not neglect that. حتى لو كان في بيته قادرا على الجماعة بأهله بزوجه وأولاده فلا يهمل ذلك. Even if he can pray in jama'ah at home, because he can pray in jama'ah with his wife or with his children, then let him not neglect that issue. حتى لا يخسر الثواب, so he does not lose the reward of the prayer. ما وين ما كنت, بس إيه إذا سمعت تقصد المسجد. طيب, قال المؤلف: وفي الجمعة فرض عين عليهم إذا كانوا 40 مكلفين مستوطنين في أبنية لا في الخيام, لأنها لا تجب على أهل الخيام. The author said, in the Friday prayer, al-Jumu'ah, to pray in congregation is a personal obligation upon the free, pubescent, and unexcused male inhabitants, if they are 40 in number and living in buildings, not in tents. شرح ذلك أن الجمعة الجماعة فيها فرض عين لأنها لا تصح فرادى. The explanation: praying in congregation in the Jumu'ah prayer is a personal obligation because the prayer of Jumu'ah is not valid if prayed alone, not in congregation. وهي فرض على الموصوفين بالأوصاف السابقة. It is an obligation upon those whom we meant previously, those who have the previous characteristics. الذكور, those who are males. الحرية, those who are free. الإقامة, those who are inhabitants, not travelers. البلوغ, those who are pubescent. وفقدان العذر, and those who are not excused. وكل ما كان عذرا في ترك الجماعة فهو عذر في ترك الجمعة. Everything which is an excuse to leave out praying in congregation is an excuse to leave out praying al-Jumu'ah. So everything which is an excuse to leave out praying in congregation is an excuse to leave out praying الجمعة. هؤلاء المذكورون إنما تجب عليهم الجمعة إذا بلغوا 40, إذا كانوا 40. Now those people, those aforementioned people, they are obligated to pray al-Jumu'ah if they are 40. فإن كانوا أقل فلا يجوز لهم, فلا تنعقد بهم الجمعة يعني أصلا. If they are less than 40, the Jumu'ah prayer would not be valid if they pray it. So يعني they are not entitled to pray al-Jumu'ah if they are less than 40. For example, in a town there are only 30 male pubescent unexcused inhabitants. So in this case, they are not entitled to perform al-Jumu'ah. They pray al-Dhuhr. If they perform al-Jumu'ah, it is invalid, as if they did not pray. For it to be an obligation upon them, they have to be 40. Now, if they are 40, and let's say 30 gather to pray al-Jumu'ah, and 10 they neglect to come to pray al-Jumu'ah, those 10 who neglect that are sinful, and they do not pray al-Jumu'ah, because it is a condition for it to be valid that 40 would be there. Because there are not 40 of those people there, they do not pray al-Jumu'ah. Those who gathered to pray it are not sinful, but those who escaped, who neglected coming to pray it, those are sinful, because the sum is 40 or more. Is it clear? Wafiq. ولا بد أن يكون هؤلاء مقيمين في أبنية حتى تجب عليهم. They have to be living in buildings for the Jumu'ah to be an obligation upon them. أما البدو الذين يقيمون في الخيام فلا تجب عليهم. As for the Bedouins who live in tents, they are not obligated to pray al-Jumu'ah. وإذا عندما نقول أبنية لا نقصد من حجر فقط، من حجر، من خشب، من قصب، إنما أبنية لا خيام. When we say buildings, we do not mean only made of cement or bricks or the like. No, if the building is made of that or of wood or even of bamboo, then it is an obligation upon them. يعني by that we are excluding the Bedouins who live in tents. That's what we are excluding. الله الله. وتجب على من نوى الإقامة عندهم 4 أيام صحاح. The author said the Friday prayer is also obligatory upon the men who intend to stay in the town of Jumu'ah for 4 whole days, excluding the day of entry and the day of exit. إذا وجبت الجمعة على أهل بلد وكان هناك شخص مارا ببلدهم فنوى الإقامة في هذه البلد 4 أيام صحاح أو أكثر، ما نوى الاستيطان ولا يريد أن يبقى في البلد إلى الموت أو إذا غادرها أن يرجع إليها كلما غادرها نيته الرجوع إليها، لا، إنما هو مار فيها ثم يريد أن يتركها بعد 5 أيام أو 5 سنين أو 5 سنين أو 5 أشهر، هذا وإن كان في الأصل الجمعة لا تنعقد به، لا يكفي يعني لانعقاد الجمعة، لكن فرض عليه أن يصلي معهم. Now, if someone is not among the inhabitants, the people who inhabit the town of Jumu'ah, he does not consider it his hometown. he's passing through it, he wants to stay in it for more than for 4 days or more, and then leaves it. He wants to stay for 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, and then leaves it. But he wants to leave it later. He does not want to take it as his hometown. In this case, although such a person is not counted among the 40 people, which we mentioned previously, but he has to pray with them al-Jumu'ah. Once al-Jumu'ah is conducted, it is an obligation upon him to pray with them. Although he is not considered, he is not considered among those 40 people. Which means if 39 of those people gather to pray al-Jumu'ah and he comes with them, they pray al-Dhuhr and not al-Jumu'ah. Because he does not consider this town as his hometown. Now at any moment, if he changes his mind and he considers this town as his hometown, then he is counted among them. This means he decides that even if I leave this town to go anywhere, I will come to it later. I will be coming to it. In this case, he is counted among them. وعلى من بلغه نداء صيت من طرف يليه من بلدها. The author said, and upon those who reside out of the town but can hear the resounding call of a person who is standing at its edge closest to them. إذا أقيمت الجمعة في بلد إذا وجبت الجمعة على أهل بلد فالمقيم خارج البلد وحده بالقرب من البلد لكن خارجها بحيث إن مكان إقامته منفصل عن البلد ما اتصل ببناء البلد ما امتد بناء البلد إليه هناك انفصال لكنه ليس بعيدا عن البلد هذا لا يجب عليه أن يصلي معهم الجمعة إن لم يكن هذا لا يجب عليه أن يصلي معهم الجمعة إلا أن يأتي إليهم ليصلي الجمعة إلا إن كان يسمع النداء لو وقف واحد في طرف البلد المحاذي لبيته لمكان إقامته فأذن وكان هذا المؤذن صوته قويا إذا كان يسمع لو أذن هذا المؤذن يعني مع اعتدال الريح ومع مع اعتبار المكانين على مستوى واحد إذا اعتبرنا أن المكانين لو كانا بمستوى واحد إذا كان يسمع النداء يجب عليه أن يأتي ولو كان لا يفهم كل الكلام طالما يسمع ويميز أن هذا هو الأذان يجب عليه أن يأتي فيصلي الجمعة معهم وإلا فلا. طيب. Now what would be the judgment of a person who lives outside the town in which Al-Jumu'ah is conducted? His place, his house, is separated from the town. The buildings are not connected to his building, to the place where he lives. So there are houses, buildings, until one point they stop and there is an empty space, and there After that comes his house, his building, where he lives. So he lives outside the town where Al-Jumu'ah is conducted. Does he have to come to pray Al-Jumu'ah with them, to come to that town to pray Al-Jumu'ah with them or not? It depends. We estimate if his house was at the same level of the closest edge of the town to his house. If his house was at the same level and there was no wind and someone who has a strong voice calls for al-adhan from that closest edge, would he hear or not? If we estimate, or if the estimation is that he hears the adhan in a way that he can recognize that this is the adhan, even if he does not understand some words, then he has to come and pray Al-Jumu'ah with them. Otherwise, he is not obligated to do that because he is not among the people of that town. Baqiyat mas'ala, still there is one case. Al-Musafir, in kana aasiyan bisafarihi, la yajibu alayhi an yusalli al-jumu'ah idha kana fi balad al-jumu'ah. The traveler, if his traveling is a sin, if he is sinning just by traveling, he is sinning. In this case, if he is in a town where Al-Jumu'ah is conducted, he has to pray Al-Jumu'ah with them. It is an obligation to pray Al-Jumu'ah with them. So he is exempted from the obligation of praying Al-Jumu'ah if his traveling is not a sin. But if his traveling is a sin by itself, then he has to pray Al-Jumu'ah with them. When I say his traveling is a sin by itself, is like a husband who does not want to spend on his wife and his children. So he runs away to escape spending on them. His traveling itself is a sin. Someone owes another person money. He is able to give him the money. He does not want to give him the debt. So he runs away. In this case, his traveling by itself is a sin. A woman who leaves out the house of her husband without his permission, and she travels to another place, her traveling by itself is a sin. So this is what I mean, the traveling by itself is a sin. I do not mean if someone was traveling to work in a halal job and then while he is working there for 2 days, he wants to work for 2 days in another city, and while he is working he lies, for example. This person is still excused because this is a sin that he did and not his traveling is a sin. بقي لفت النظر إلى شيء أن اشتراط الأربعين هو مذهب الشافعي رضي الله عنه وفي بعض المذاهب الأخرى العدد المشترط دون ذلك لكن تختلف الشروط. Let me draw your attention that for the number to be 40, this is what Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i said. In some other schools, the number is less than that. But they have other conditions to be satisfied. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any question, please go ahead. بيني وبينك أبشر إن شاء الله أو الدرس على عيني. تفضل. إيه
ولكن
لا تنعقد به.
يعني مثال إذا كانوا 39 وهو صلى معهم
إذا كان لا تنعقد الجمعة
لا تصح لا تنعقد.
مقيمين غير المعذورين.
غير المعذورين. طيب في نساء وأطفال دون البلوغ مميزين يريدون تأدية صلاة الجماعة.
خلونا نسمع يا أخواننا. بيكون في أطفال مميزين غير بالغين.
الصلاة. فأرادوا مع والنساء كذلك تأدية الجماعة. هل هي في حقهم ليست فرض كفاية؟ فما تكون نيتهم عند الوقوف خلف الإمام؟
لهم ثواب.
ما يقولون في النية؟
جماعة ينون الجماعة.
ما بقولوا فرض
فرض الظهر بلى بس جماعة. جماعة من غير أن تكون نيتهم أن هذه الجماعة فرض عليهم.
أوكي. سؤال آخر. في مصليات هذا البلد كثير من المسلمين المقيمين ما عندهم نية الاستيطان.
إيه؟
يعني نخشى ذلك عندنا.
إيه؟
ما عندهم أغلبهم يريدون السفر يعني.
إيه؟
هكذا نعرف. لكن أراد يجتمعون لتأدية صلاة الجمعة والإمام على حالهم ما عنده نية الاستيطان. فما الحكم؟ يعني كيف بيعملوا جمعة وهني 100 مثلا 50 70؟
عند الشافعي لا تنعقد. أما الإمام أبو حنيفة مثلا عنده على قول يكفي اثنان
ولو ما كانوا مستوطنين.
لكن عنده بعض الشروط الأخرى
بالنسبة للحال هذا.
إذا نصب المصلون إماما إذا نصب المصلون إماما يمشي الحال في المذهب الحنفي.
ولو مقيمين ولو مقيمين غير مستوطنين من يمكن حدا يبقى هون؟
ولا واحد؟ ما في اثنين؟
ممنع. لا ندري الغالب يعني على حالهم
على قول في المذهب. طيب هو ثلاثة المعروف ثلاثة صحيح
مع الإمام يعني هل
معروف ثلاثة مع الإمام
يعني بيقول انه لعله في اثنين ثلاثة ناويين الاستيطان
بيكون هيك بيكون هيك
والامام غير مستوطن
بيكون هيك هني اول عاخر وين بدهم يروحوا في كتير منهم ما بيعرفوا شو الاستيطان بيكونوا ناويين الاستيطان.
الامام ولو منه مستوطن بيكون خطيب وامام لالهم.
يجوز. يجوز. تفضل ابو الصلاح.
شيخي بالنسبة لهذا المسافر الذي حضر الجمعة ماذا تكون نيته في الجمعة؟
الجمعة أداء فرض الجمعة
ثم يقدم العصر بعدها مثلا.
يجوز. If someone is traveling and he wants to pray الجمعة he makes the intention that he is praying the obligatory prayer of الجمعة although he is exempted but he wants to pray al-jumu'ah with the people who are praying al-jumu'ah so his intention would be the obligatory prayer of al-jumu'ah and after finishing al-jumu'ah يعني during praying al-jumu'ah he can bring forward al-asr. MashaAllah.
ثانيين وقفوا وصلوا جماعة فيه هو ينوي الالتحاق يصلي معه جماعة من دون ما يقطع صلاته يعيد.
نعم. No. If someone is praying al-dhuhr and then someone comes to pray al-dhuhr, he's praying al-dhuhr, he's in the second rak'ah, and someone comes to pray al-dhuhr, is he entitled and that one stands in front of him? So he's praying here and someone comes, he's in the second rak'ah, and someone comes to pray al-dhuhr, he starts praying al-dhuhr. Is this one entitled to have the intention to follow him in al-jama'ah, to be in jama'ah? The answer is yes. Although this one started praying after this one. له. ويستطيع أن ينوي إذ أما إن قامت جماعة له أن يحول نيته يحول صلاته إلى نفل يسلم من ركعتين ويلحق بالجماعة كمان له له الاقتداء ما في إشكال له ليس شرطا أن يكون الإمام بدأ بالصلاة قبل المأموم ليس شرطا
شيخي سين قول علي رضي الله عنه لا صلاة لجار المسجد إلا في المسجد هذا شيخي موقوف على إن كان بغير عذر وإن كان صلى
إن كان ليس له عذر صحيح أيوة.
وإن كان إذا سمع الأذان لكن صلى في بيته جماعة هل يبقى المحكم مكروه
شيخ هذا اختياره أنه لا يتخلف عن الجماعة حتى يصلي جماعة مع أهل بيته مع زوجته وإن كان بعض الفقهاء قال إن تخلف عن الجماعة حتى يصلي جماعة مع زوجته فله عذر لكن هذا قول بعضهم بحثا ليس نقلا عن أئمة المذهب sorry, I forgot to translate. What Brother Nabil asked, if someone does not go to the masjid to pray al-jama'ah, to pray with his wife al-jama'ah, so his wife does not lose the reward of jama'ah at home. Is this considered an excuse for him? Some scholars said it is an excuse. They did not copy that from the Imam of Al-Mazhab, but the Imams of Al-Mazhab, but they said it is an excuse. Sheikh Abdullah does not lean towards that opinion. He says he goes to Al-Masjid. But some scholars said that.
Naam, Sheikh. So in the case of our brother here, a person is praying, Dhuhr, mathalan. He's in the second rak'ah, as you said before. Another person comes in and he starts to pray Dhuhr as an imam. Tayyib, al-ma'amum, he follows which tartib, which order does he follow now? Because in the second, the other one, the first, just started. Mazboot?
What's the problem?
I'm asking. Ayyu tartibu biyamshi al-tartib imam, who already in the second rak'ah.
When the ma'amum gets to his fourth rak'ah, then he does not follow the imam in a fifth. Okay. No. Yufariq, masalan. For example, he leaves out following the imam. طيب. To travel. Okay, to travel hoping for hasana, to travel to relieve himself. If someone travels just to feel better, to relieve himself from something. This is such a person is excused from praying al-Jumu'ah. Of course, if and in Jama'ah. For al-Jumu'ah, of course, if he travels before al-Fajr, before the dawn of Jumu'ah. So from the day before, for example, he travels. If he travels after the dawn of Jumu'ah is in, appears, then he is not excused. He needs to pray al-Jumu'ah, whether in his town or in another town. Yes, Ahmed. Yes. Okay. Okay. No. Which rak'at? No. If the follower, the one who's now a follower, if when he becomes at his last rak'ah according to his order, then he does not follow the imam for extra rak'ahs. For he makes the intention to separate himself from the imam. The person is praying sunnah. Okay. If people come, if he is praying al-Dhuhr, for example, alone, and then people come and pray in congregation, he can, this one who's praying alone, he can turn his intention, change his intention and make this prayer an optional prayer. Then make salam from the second rak'ah and pray with the jama'ah. But if he was praying alone and one person came to pray al-Dhuhr, then he cannot turn it to an optional prayer. Wafiq. If a woman is at home and she is able to pray in jama'ah, whether with her husband, and she does not pray in jama'ah, does she lose all the reward or only part of the reward? I need to recheck to answer this question. What about the man if he is able to pray in congregation in the house with his children and he does not pray in congregation? Does he still have the reward, or there is no reward for him? If it is without any excuse, then either he loses the whole reward or a big part of it. But he loses a lot if he does not pray in jama'ah at home and he is able to. إذا شخص سافر ليحضر اجتماعا في هذا اللقاء يوجد أناس يشربون الخمر. حسب هو إن سافر حتى يؤانسهم على شرب الخمر فليس له أن يقصر ولا أن يجمع، يكون سفره سفر معصية. أما إن سافر ليقضي عمله فدخل إلى المجلس الذي هم فيه، هم يشربون الخمر، فقضى عمله الذي ليس فيه إعانة على معصية ولا مؤانسة على المعصية، ثم خرج، فيجوز له، ما فيه حرج. If there is a meeting, someone travels to attend a meeting, and in the meeting there are some people who drink wine, for example. If he is traveling to entertain them while they are drinking wine, then he's committing a sin by just traveling. If he's traveling to do a certain halal thing and he goes to that meeting, he does what he needs to do and then he leaves, he does not entertain them, then he is not sinful by that. قلتم إن المطر الذي يبل الثوب عذر إن لم يكن لديه ما يحميه إن كان لديه ما يحميه عليه يعني لا يكون معذورا. هل صلاة الجماعة في البيت تكفي؟ صلاة الجماعة في البيت لا تكفي لسقوط لأداء فرض الكفاية إن لم يظهر الشعار. لا يظهر الشعار في البيت إلا إن كان بيت مثل المصلى، عمل مصلى يظهر فيه الشعار، أما إن لم يظهر الشعار فلا. If someone prays جماعة in his house, in a town, if someone prays jama'ah in his house and they do not pray jama'ah at the masjid, is this enough? The answer is no. Except if this house is turned into a musalla. So everyone can come, everyone knows that al-jama'ah, people know that al-jama'ah is prayed there. But if it's not the case, then no, it is not enough. ساعتها هو سالم، عند ذلك هو سالم، عند ذلك هو سالم.
ما في مصلى آخر،
هذا شو بيعمل؟ إذا ما في حدا جنبه، ما في محل يجتمعوا فيه، يعني ما حدا ساعده لذلك، شو بيعمل؟ مثل ما هو معذور. أبو صلاح
بيصلي مع زوجته وولاده
هكذا. نعم.
بالنسبة لصلاة الجماعة هي لا يصح الإقضاء بالمأموم.
ايه.
طيب إذا أنهى مثلا، إذا كان مأموم وكان مسبوق فسلم الإمام.
ايه.
ثم أتى شخص ورأى ذلك مثلا.
ايه. تم بشخص كان مأموما.
نعم.
هو الآن ليس مأموما.
نعم.
لكن كان مأموما.
نعم.
وعرف أنه كان مأموما.
لا، هو أتى فرآه يصلي.
إن عرف أنه كان مأموما مكروه له أن يأتم به، تصح مع الكراهة.
وهذا الذي كان مأموما وهذا الذي أراد أن يأتم به يقول له مثلا بطريقة معينة،
يشير إليه لا تأتم به.
نعم. مولانا شيخ، سؤال آخر بالنسبة لهؤلاء مثلا النساء الذين لا تجب في حقهم الجمعة، صلوا الجمعة النساء، يعيدون ظهرا ولا لا يعيدون؟
لا، ليس عليهم. If a traveler, a woman, someone who is not obligated to pray al-jum'ah, if this person prays al-jum'ah, then that's it. This person does not need to pray al-zuhr. Al-jum'ah is enough. Although originally he is not obligated to do that, but once he does it, then that's it. It's enough. The woman and the woman, for example, she makes the intention, I now pray the obligatory prayer of Jumu'ah, because al-Jumu'ah is an obligatory prayer, even though she has the permission not to pray it. إذا دخل المأموم في الصلاة والإمام يقرأ بالصلاة السرية، إذا الإمام أنهى، إذا كبر المأموم فبعد أن كبر بقليل الإمام نزل إلى الركوع، لا يكمل المأموم قراءة الفاتحة، يتبع الإمام. If the imam is reciting Al-Fatiha and the follower, if someone follows the Imam and after saying Allahu Akbar to follow the Imam, after immediately after following the Imam goes to Al-Ruku'ah. In this case he does not keep reciting Al-Fatiha, he goes with the Imam to Al-Ruku'ah. ما بعرف شو الوا يعني شو اللي بيصير بمونتريال، لكن بعرف أنا مرة سألت الشيخ بالنسبة ل لبعض المدن الأخرى بأمريكا، قال الشيخ لابد أن يصلوا في جماعة، لابد أن يقيموا الجماعة. So if there are people in a city and no one they do not gather to pray al-jama'ah for the five prayers, at least two among them they do not come together to pray al-jama'ah in a way that anyone who wants to pray with them he can come. If they neglect that, then they are sinful. البناء متصل، منه متصل
في الجسر، النهر اللي هو منه أكثر من 100 متر مثلا،
لكن من ناحيتي النهر البناء واصل إلى الشط، أليس كذلك؟
نعم.
هذا في حكم المتصل.
بارك الله فيك.
وفي كأنها بلد واحدة. If the buildings, if there is a town with a river that goes in the middle of the town, or let's say there is a river and there are buildings from two sides of the river, so they get to the shore, even if there is the river is a wide river, those two sides are considered like one city, like one town. The river is not considered a barrier that makes them judged as two towns.
إيس واحد بالساوث واحد بالنورث، ما في يعني صلوا الجماعة
إذا كان بكل ناحية، لا بكل ناحية عم نحكي، بهالناحية الناس اللي بهالناحية بيرتبوا صلاة جماعة إن استطاعوا.
يعني
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
شيخ لأنه على كلامكم معناته بكل محلة بدهم يجيبوا مكان يظهروا فيه الشعار، يعني يسجلوا مكان يظهروا فيه الشعار
محل مما كان بيقصده بسهولة، ما شرط يعني يأذنوا لبعض،
وكأنه يتعذر. شيخنا هذا الأمر كأنه يتعذر.
عم إلك إن استطاعوا إن استطاعوا فيك. For Jumu'ah prayer, do people have to be in a city or a town of 40 people? If they have to be in a city, a town, a village or the like, because if the people are 40 but all the 40 are travelers, then the Jumu'ah is not conducted by them. They are not enough to conduct al-Jumu'ah. If someone, for example, if 40 people from Philadelphia, they go to, what's that? To French Creek Park, to that place, which is how 1 hour away from here, for example. If they go there, they cannot pray Al-Jumu'ah there because they are not residents of that area. If someone sits to say at Tashahud and they realize that the recitation of Fatiha was if they realize that they are reciting Al-Fatiha, then they stop reciting Al-Fatiha in At-Tashahud and they start reciting At-Tashahud. It doesn't affect the prayer. If two people in a house and each one prays alone, in this case, do they also lose all the reward because they could have... they lose the reward. They lose a lot. But this is like the last one. Let me recheck if they lose every bit of the reward or some reward. remains for them. Yeah, there have to be at least 40 people to pray al-Jumu'ah. Does this mean the musalla has to stay open for all five prayers? Well, I think the musalla is open for the five prayers. Just, I think sometimes at the subh prayer, people do not come. If it is not, then a solution has to be done. هل صلاة الجماعة في القضاء يبقى له شيء من الثواب؟ صلاة الجماعة المكروهة إذا صلى مثلا المفترض خلف المتنفل هذه تكره. If someone is praying the obligatory prayer and someone is praying a sunnah, if he follows the one who is praying the obligatory prayer, this is a dislike jama'ah. إذا واحد سمع الأذان من بيته أذان المسجد فصلى في بيته جماعة مع شخص آخر لا ينجو من الكراهة. If someone hears the adhan from the mosque and despite that he stays at home and he prays jama'ah at home with someone else, he does not go to the mosque, he is still committing a dislikeness, something which is disliked. It is disliked. If a person who is a traveler enters a town where there is 39 female residents who gather in the mosque for Al-Jumu'ah, the traveler wants them and himself to get the reward of praying Al-Jumu'ah, can he change his intention to be a resident? If he does so, is he no longer considered a traveler? Well, if he changes really his intention, so he considers now really that this town is his hometown, yes, he can pray with them Al-Jumu'ah. And he is no more a traveler in that area, in that place. If a Muslim man lives near a mosque, he can hear the adhan. He has a wife and daughters. He could pray jama'ah with... I already answered this question, yes.
Free, not...
39, who will 40?
Free male, not female.
Free. If someone joins the imam in prayer, at the end of the prayer, before as-salam, the imam performs two prostrations of as-sahu. The follower does not know why the imam does this. Does the follower have to follow the imam in these two prostrations? The follower says in his heart he is doing that for as-sahu. Why would he do two sujood before as-salam? This is for as-sahu. So he follows him. In his heart, he says he's doing that for as-sahu and he follows him in that. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, in the next session, you'll ask your questions. Allah yuhsinu ilaykum. Khalluna nuhallil. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.